When Sybil Redmond heard the cancer diagnosis, the way she prayed drastically changed. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Sybil says that her faith in God and prayer got her through it all.
I will say, when you get a diagnosis like that, your prayers certainly become more intense and far more specific. In the very beginning, the doctor told me that he would be happy to see the cancer stay right where it was. But as time went by, it began to shrink. And he kept saying, we typically don't see these results. And when you get along a track record, so to speak, of good things happening, you can look behind you and see where God had his hand on you the entire time. When a doctor says, I cannot explain to you why you are having these good results when none of my other patients are, he said that it can't be explained. And I said, I can explain it to you. That's God. But your prayers do come more intense, and you do become more aware of the fact that, you know, where the Bible says pray without ceasing, giving every moment to God, which you would think someone who's had a diagnosis like mine, that would be easy to do, but it's not easy to do.
And it was Sybil's study of the Bible that really began to reveal some things to her.
When you do pray, I can guarantee you, you will get calloused knees because it is far more intense and more specific than you've ever had them before. But when you have a faith, you know that he's in control. God has taken care of me, and he's done things for me that doctors didn't think would be possible.
Even when we think things seem impossible, there's always hope and peace. Jesus made reference to this in the Bible when he said, for people, things are impossible. But with God, everything is possible. Now that is a wonderful promise.